Is that for me? Because I'm not getting anything.
Guys, check this one out. What is Gus Father Time over here?
Yup.
Okay. Hey,
Brother Time.
Hey, Gramps.
Okay.
Go guys, read a clock for fun.
You guys stink and smell like assholes, so.
Wait, guys, is it is it all right if I open the podcast with a fairly funny poop joke?
Yes, Fenton. Go for it. Oh,
God. What's brown and sticky? I'm interested to hear your responses.
Really quick, before Sven finishes this joke, I want audio listeners to know the only noise has been from Sven so far. It's not the rest of us holding in a laugh.
You're supposed to giggle with anticipation with me.
Uh-huh.
What's brown and sticky?
A stick?
It's a turd.
Oh! We got Sven on. We got Tony.
Praise him.
And I guess there's me and Gus. Welcome back to the Gus and Eddie podcast.
You got an eye booger right in my eye as soon as we started.
Okay. Well, you got it cleared up?
I mean, I think so. Let's try to limp our way through this fucking podcast.
Yeah, I'm giving you a cover, bro. Oh,
thank you.
Or a coaster, I mean.
A coaster?
All right, boys. Well, we're all here.
Well, we got Tony here to tell you. We're going to find a new editor now that you're the talent.
I hate editing.
This is his resignation.
No worry, Tony, cut that part. Oops.
Shit. Wait. Wait, the podcast comes out tomorrow. Tony? I take it back.
We'll have Thor edit it from now
on. Yeah, Thor.
It has to be a brother.
I like that you decided he'll edit it without asking him.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I know the guy. He's good with this stuff.
That's what
he did with you.
Yeah, that's what Gus does every time. Is yeah. Tony, why don't you edit in some CGI of an airplane, you know, flying into
it? And I do it every time. You're welcome.
Thank you.
You did with my airplane story. I remember that.
Wait, what?
Well, it wasn't CGI, but he put my airplane video in. That's what you were.
It was CGI like, though.
Tony added CGI, and it looked like really badass. There were flames spitting out of the plane.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
I have no idea what you're talking about either.
I never know what I'm talking about. So that makes three of us, I guess.
So, anyway, what are you guys here to promote?
Free Guy.
Did you guys see Free Guy at all?
No.
Did you?
No, I didn't at all. It's doing pretty well, apparently. Like
Chrissy said it was surprisingly good for what it was advertised for, because, yeah, when I saw the ads, I was like, I don't think this would be great.
It was
great.
Too much. It was kind of overbearing.
People liked it, apparently, so I'm excited to watch it. Ryan Reynolds is a like NPC in a video game.
I didn't even fucking get that from the commercials. I didn't understand that he was an NPC in a video game.
Yeah, I remember when they started advertising it before COVID happened, right? Because they did delay it. I remember seeing they set it up, but I don't remember in the recent ads. It was kind of just like a bunch of explosions.
It looked like Pixels 2 or some shit.
Yeah, it did look like that's what I felt when I saw it.
Currently in theaters, you could choose the Green Knight or Free Guy, but the Green Knight does not have Jacksepticeye in it. So,
which is weird because he's green is like his thing.
It's his thing. You'd think he'd be the Green Knight.
Yeah.
So let's push it.
Is Jacksepticeye in Free Guy?
Yes.
Yeah.
What?
So is Ninja. So now after we say this and this episode comes out, it'll be like World War Z into the movie theaters. Just crawling all over each other.
Except everyone will be flossing like in Times Square to get in like that.
Exactly.
Damn.
I tweeted about it this morning. I'm putting this out there in case something happens in like a couple years or, you know, God forbid, next week. If I tragically die, I'm not kidding, rally for a memorial service in Fortnite for me.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm begging you.
Like the World of Warcraft paying tribute to, like, fallen players kind of thing?
Yeah,
but
more like how Fortnite just did the whole, like, MLK thing and Rick and Morty skins were there, like, flossing. I want my funeral to be in Fortnite, and I want there to be Rick and Morty characters attending.
But don't give them the people. They have to go buy them with V-Bucks first.
Yeah. They don't get the Rick and Morty skins.
Well, they got to make some money, you know, hotel.
Yeah, Epic Games is strapped for cash right now.
They're hurting, dude. They're hurting. I saw an awful thing today where, like, because of course, to the surprise of nobody, there were just some, like, image problems with the MLK thing in there. And apparently, like, a big thing was they tried to disable, like, an emote that included, like, a whip that was part of the Catwoman bundle, where it just is, like, I mean, it's not even, like, a shitpost joke. It just is, like, well, fuck, there's a lot of variables to just make this another, like, problem and stuff.
For more than any game, there's so many variables to, like, control. To do something like that kind of heavy as, like, it's just, that was a weird choice. Joke.
I didn't think that was
real. Yeah, for people who are, for people who are unaware, Fortnite decided to do an MLK, like, tribute event, which... in theory is nice, but you'd think somebody during that pitch meeting would be like, hey, real quick, we're Fortnite, though. Why would they ever, they're like, what are we going to get, another a fucking, like, Among Us, like, Malcolm X crossover thing?
Oh, my God. Fucking Christ. I haven't played Fortnite forever, man. I can't do it anymore.
It's
I
don't know if anybody sweaty. Does. It got to the point where, like, I stopped playing for a few months, and when I started playing, this is, like, early high school, maybe sophomore year for me, it was, like, you build a base, and then you just kind of camp out there until the storm comes in, maybe find a new base. Mm. But then it just became about speed building, and I can't keep up with that shit.
Yeah.
Weirdly enough, Tony loved Fortnite, and just this the MLK event is what stopped him from playing. Yeah. That's a joke. I'm sorry.
Too political nowadays.
But I forget that I can't set Tony up to sound like an awful person when a lot of people, if they don't watch my stream, have not, like, seen Tony much.
What, have you been streaming with Eddie, Tony?
Occasionally.
For for like over a year.
I don't stream myself. I'm just, like, in his Discord playing with them. Yeah.
Yeah, it's happened quite a bit.
Tony just goes into chat and puts those Among Us porn, big boner, like, all the text emo things in the chat. So it goes up.
That spam Tony, that comes in immediately.
Damn, Tony, that's going to get you banned from Twitch.
Yeah, man.
Well, I'd like to see him try.
Don't. Dude, it's my account we're streaming from. Don't fucking.
I dare him.
No, dude, not for Twitch. Not for Twitch. They will ban me.
Here's what I was thinking today. So Twitch did that big dummy move. Well, I mean, it's dummy, but it seems like it was inevitable where they banned music on their platform.
Oh, like a month or like a year ago?
Yeah. It was like a few months ago.
Banned music? Well, what do you mean?
Like copyright music.
Yeah, copyrighted music.
Oh, they really cracked it. I think it was about a year ago.
We were joking that it was like almost coinciding with when we actually started streaming shit that they finally removed the ability
to do that. The first 2 months, because I've always, always loved... using like music for even private like edits of timing stuff up to really like cool songs I like. And then when we started streaming on Twitch, I was like, I can make all these memes with like all these songs that I love. A month in, I set up my whole stream to be that, just like a bunch of memes with copywritten songs, and then boom, can't use any of them.
It's so dumb, and it seems counterintuitive because
it's not their fault, it's because of the music industry.
I'm saying but for the music industry, it seems like it would make sense. You want people playing these songs.
Yeah,
I'm wondering, do you think TikTok will ever ban music?
No, that's the weird thing, is I think the music industry maybe has changed it a bit, seeing like TikTok make every song big, but then there's still for other social media platforms. You know, it's just like an older guy being like, TikTok's great, but everything else, just keep it banned.
Isn't TikTok a lot of remixes so that they get away with
not that? Really, no. Not really. Usually it's the actual song they're using.
A lot of times, yeah.
But it's linked too, right? It's like there.
It
like
says
at the
so.
Bottom.
So usually if so. So usually someone will record it or upload it, and it'll say, like, sound by, and then the account. But then they have a recognition system that will then say, parentheses, contains, like, something from Donda. Or, contains Moon from Donda by Kanye West.
I'm honestly surprised that they haven't gone stronger on TikTok based on, like, how aggressive they go with everything.
Right. Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
It's a complete mismatch across, like, the industry.
Because it makes sense that you could play the music. It is only good for the music industry to have your song played on multiple platforms, which is why I don't understand Twitch.
They just want the control of how it's played. It doesn't matter how much it's played. Or that's how strong they've always... Even, like, with Discord, if you're, like, streaming, or, like, you're streaming your video and you're playing Spotify, it'll pause it. And it'll give me, like, a due to their... Their rules. You can't
on Discord.
Yeah,
that's fucked.
I don't know. I don't know why. It's just like another one of the stupid rules.
You know, what's really weird. It was like over a year and a half ago. At the time, I had hung out with a couple of like rappers and musicians out here and stuff, and it was interesting because like we usually don't spend time around those kind of people, musicians,
music makers, note nerds.
But it was interesting. Like TikTok came up. And it was like a larger group of people, and it was it was cool to be like, oh, I never even thought about like musicians specifically curating music for TikTok, but all of them got to talking like multiple times in the night of like, oh, like they would always be like, dude, that, hey, that's a TikTok beat right there, and like we gotta make something.
Damn.
And them like literally talking about like what's just a really like a good turn of phrase or a really repeatable kind of thing that would just be perfectly curated for like that TikTok kind of mm-hmm. thing, where it's like, oh dude, that fucking makes sense. Like you get a TikTok song, that's a career for you, dude.
Yeah, like, our only TikTok, big TikTok audio was from our Canada vlog of me telling Gus not to jump out a window.
Yeah.
It was early enough where it was like just no credit or anything, which is fine for it, but it, people were creative and funny with it, but I feel like it was early enough where not everyone was on TikTok, so it was just a trend of like, all right, well, that one's just out there. People yeah. can use it however they want, I guess.
You guys use all of our audio, please, for TikToks.
Honestly, I bet there's a good amount of podcast audio that could really work for a TikTok.
Does that yeah. That doesn't get credited, right? Because it's not like in their database for music.
They don't give a shit about us.
I
noticed there was a micro bit of silence, and I noticed all of us decided, let's make it awkward. Yeah. we've been having a great trip so far.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah, one just disclaimer thing. Jakey's still going ghost mode until he gets his own content out. He didn't want, I get it, like the yeah. reveal of coming back to be on the podcast. But we've all been just hanging out, just gaming, being together again. I'm very happy about it.
I'm happy you mentioned Jakey because I didn't know if we were even going to mention him or not. And I saw him walk by and I was like, that's, he's so close.
Well, it is so weird because, again, we were saying before here, like he was... For the first like 10-15 minutes, he's been shitting really loud.
Yeah. He's been I don't know how the audio is going to turn out. That's up to Tony, but we've been doing that awkward.
It's fucked.
It's fucked.
I don't know.
You might as well just leave it in then.
I mean, I guess I'll have to, you know, unless I can shit and replicate it to filter it.
Can you at least just mix out like the moans and stuff and the winces and stuff?
Yeah.
I feel like without the moans, it's worse.
I thought it was weird that we heard him call 911 and started saying, help, I'm scared.
I knew it was going to be bad the moment he asked us to chain him to the toilet before he started.
He said, it's a full moon tonight. You need to chain me and leave me here.
I heard him say, I'm dehydrated. There's so much sweat.
I will. So I have a creator friend of ours who I'm not going to oust by name, but told me a story where I just couldn't be on their side, and it is shit phone call related. It's not gross at
it's
all.
It's shit phone call related.
Yes, it is not graphic.
Oh, yeah, no, one of those. Now we're talking about shit phone calls. I got a good story for you.
Business stuff.
I didn't know we were allowed to talk about shit phone calls.
Wait, hold on. My notes app has got about 40 shit phone call stories here.
So he tells me it's somebody, and he was expecting like an important phone call from like somebody that he'd hoped to go into business with. It was like a studio person or something. Anyway, our buddy, who we all know, it is in the bathroom at Target.
Can you really quick, and Tony, I can ask you directly, censor it with a beep and no visual. Let's hear the name.
Because it's going to make...
Got it. Okay. Sorry, guys. You can't hear it. As Tony changed it.
Yeah.
So our boy is in the Target bathroom and is expecting this phone call, and he's in a stall. All right? So the dude calls our boy, and instead of not answering or just being like, hey, I'm so sorry, can I call you back in 2 minutes? Picks up the phone and proceeds to stay on the phone for 45 straight minutes.
Wait,
he doesn't leave the bathroom.
Doesn't leave the bathroom and tells the person he's on the phone with, I'm sorry, I'm in a Target bathroom.
What?
And then like literally even, and I felt so bad because this is the loveliest person ever that we're talking about, but it was such an avoidable fucking situation where he literally was like, he even told me like, hey, there's a guy that was in the stall next to me and he was like kind of making a little more noises. So I told him like, hey, could you please like keep it down?
What?
Oh, I was
no.
like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Dude.
Leave the bathroom.
This was a business meeting.
It was
call?
Like a prospect and like a newer contact.
If
too.
I was already in a bad enough situation where I was taking a shit in a Target bathroom, which already I'm at a low point in my life if it's happening. Not for our boy, but for the other guy. And then the person in the next stall to me is taking a business call and then asks me to turn it down, I'd just be like, hey, I'm going to pull my pants up and come beat the shit out of you.
Dude, I just imagine like tapping his foot under the stalls. Like, excuse me, keep it down. There's other people in here.
You tug on the sock. Excuse me.
Dude, again, won't say the name, will blur it out. I have another funny bathroom related story with this same person. And this one, the joke is on me.
Okay.
But anyway, we were hanging out, and I got this new pair of shorts because I was testing. I wanted to do a short for Beat Coastal for the summer. The summer drop got pushed. It's a whole big story. Anyway, I was wearing one of the prospective shorts, but it's got a drawstring that you got to tie. The elastic on this pair didn't fit me. So anytime I have to pee, I have to pull my shorts down past my butt. And so we were all hanging out at Gus's house.
Wait, can you untie it?
That's too much work.
Wait, past your butt? I thought you have to pull everything down to your ankles to be able to pee.
Your shirt?
Yeah. Here, lift up your shirt, bite it, and put my glasses like that.
I'm sorry. Oh, no, but anyway, there I am in Gus's bathroom. And for some reason, I don't know how much time you guys have spent in Gus's house, but the bathroom in the middle of his house has two doors on it, two entrances, and neither of them lock. Hey,
which, by the way, can we ban those like hallway bathrooms with two doors?
Say, yeah. Why? There's like two different areas. It's like I'm in a war zone situation. I gotta cover both doors. Anyway,
it just disrupts the feng shui.
It's so bad.
The deng shui. Okay, go ahead. Like,
he just wanted to get the joke off,
and that's fine.
That's fine. Go for it. So there I am, pissing with my pants around my ankles, and I was just like, somebody is going to come in this room. I know it.
Wait, are you at a urinal?
No, I'm in Gus's bathroom in his house.
Oh, wait, sorry, yeah. I forgot the story. Yeah, no. Continue.
I'm in Gus's bathroom, and our friend walks in, and he just goes, whoa! And then walks back out, and I couldn't do anything but giggle. I was just like, this is going to happen. It was perfect.
I don't think they listen to the podcast, so anybody got any other stories around it? Let's just get in there.
The joke is on me in that one.
I'm super, like, protective of my poop.
Yeah.
That I don't have those stories because I make sure those variables are controlled.
Tony barricades the doors with chairs. He just...
I take my belt and tie it around the door. I don't know how you'd lock it that way, but I do it.
It does something.
In our childhood home, if you grabbed the doorknob and it was locked while he's in the bathroom, you would just hear, I've got a gun.
That's like the most aggressive thing ever, though, is when you're in like a porta potty or a public restroom and you just hear someone try for the door, just that... It's like...
Yeah.
Like I don't speak loud enough. I'll be like, I'm in here. Probably they don't hear it. I'm like, I'm in here.
They made multiple attempts.
I'm sorry. You ever, you're really confident that it's a communal bathroom and not a single bathroom, so you grab the knob and you become that person? Where you're like, oh, no, I just jiggled the doorknob, and they're going to come out here and go like, geez, guy. Like, calm down.
Go ahead. When
you're, like, in someone's house, if the bathroom door is closed, is that, like, don't try it, or do you still try it? Because I feel like...
I don't try it if it's closed.
If it's closed, I assume someone's in there. If it's, like, you leave it cracked open if no one's in there. I've always taken it, but then people will still, like, really jiggle it when I'm in there.
I would try to break the door down, but that's just because I missed him.
You ever just knock after, like, they jiggle and then knock? Like,
One time I was at a bar. I don't know where this was, but I was at a bar, and the bathroom stall door, there were only, like, stalls to pee in. There were no urinals. And I saw the person before me exit the stall door, but instead of opening the door the correct way, they like forced it the other way.
They did it. I think you should leave.
I think you should leave.
And you know, I was at the bar. I'd been drinking. I was like, man, this door is fucked. Is this how you got to get in there? So I had to get in the stall that way too. And I was just like prying this door. And then I get in and I close it, and then it swings open the other way. I was like, oh, okay.
We had a dude that always was like, in my college town, we'd go to the bars, and he would way more often than not have to take a shit in the terrible bar bathrooms, where it just is like, I appreciate the confidence in being able to do that in your adult life, but like, you are not planning at all if half your shits are like at the bar. Like, that's an emergency measure.
Yeah. I remember in kindergarten, I went into, and I'm glad a lot of these bathroom stories aren't gross ones, which is nice, mm-hmm. but I remember I walked in and there's these first graders. There's two guys that we hated that were older than us, real kind of shithead dudes, but they were best friends, and I walked in the bathroom, and I peed, I was washing my hands. These two were in stalls next to each other, and then bent their heads down to look at me, and then while looking at me, started like bully bantering at me.
What?
And I was just like, what the fuck is this? Like, did you guys plan taking a shit together?
Yeah.
And I don't remember exactly what they said, but I remember just being like, what? You guys are such fucking losers. What is wrong with you? I was in kindergarten. They were in first grade.
Oh, that's okay. I thought you were saying, like, this is in your adult life.
But even no. But even though we were, like, little kids, I remember being, like, just that feeling of, like, what the hell? Like, put your head back up.
I only told you this story, like, a couple weeks ago, but we were in elementary school, and we were at a kid's birthday party in a pool. And I had to pee, but, like, I held it because I didn't. I didn't want to use people's bathrooms. I was afraid to ask as a kid.
And as an adult, and he still doesn't want
to.
Well,
I don't know. But, but like, I really had to go, so then I asked, like, an older brother who was there, and then he, like, showed me inside. And then there's someone I was at my limit. You know, it's, like, starting to, like, spiky hurt.
Yeah,
like, spiky hurt.
And then someone was in there, so he's like, oh, I guess you have to wait.
Yeah.
And then I just went on his carpet.
Yeah, oh,
yeah, I just peed. No. Yeah, and shit on his carpet. But then I was just like, sorry. And then I went back and I jumped in the pool. And then I just stayed there embarrassed, swimming around. And then my dad showed up and we left.
You didn't and even tell him?
No, no one knew it was me because the older brother didn't know it was me. And I'm I'm getting out. And no
I think it was.
I just told Eddie last week or something for the first time.
For our sports as kids, we played sports with people who didn't exactly go to school with us. It was like the next town over. It was just like the way I think if you paid taxes to a certain town, then you like got a discount for doing sports for them.
Okay.
And so it was like a sport friend. And I don't think we saw that kid ever again.
Yeah, by
so
design.
Tony just is the perfect crime.
Damn, dude.
Dude, my friends were asking the other day if you pee in pools or not. And
no.
I said have. No, but I was the odd one out. I was the odd one out. They acted like I was an idiot. Like, come on, you don't pee in the pool?
You know,
like in a lake. I'm peeing in a lake.
Dude, I'll pee in a lake.
You can pee in a lake.
I've never peed in a lake, but I'm not opposed to it. I just haven't done it.
I shit in a lake one time. I was like five, though.
Is this a bit?
No, I'm actually completely
Let's abandon
not
everything we were talking about. Let's hear completely about this
Mom
show.
Mom told me to do it.
Wait.
I was like, Mom, I got to use the bathroom. She's like, just go over by the weeds and just Wait. Pull your trunks down and take a
but
shit.
But not in the lake.
No, like I was underwater and it's just sort of like.
So, yes, in what? The lake.
So I was in the lake, but it wasn't as though I already wasn't in the lake and I put it into the lake. I was one with the lake already.
What?
How does that feel?
Whether or not you went into the lake.
I don't remember. It was so long
ago.
How does
it feel, man?
I'd have to recreate it. I mean,
that would be a good video.
Yeah, that's a video, yeah.
Ew,
pooping in the lake.
Who's on the side of the dock we never swam in anyway, you know?
Yeah, that's probably why we didn't swim in it, because you're shitting over there all the time.
Hey, man, a lot of plant growth over there. No, it's amongst the weeds. It just looked like a stick.
That is disgusting.
Hey, so gross. I was at the mercy of Mom. I said, Mom, I'm going to let you field this one. I'm five, and I'm in a lake, and I have to shit. What's the play? And she said, you shit in that lake.
I don't want to be
well
I don't want to be too...
fifth grader, I was going to say, but you're five, right?
I don't want to be too confident about 5-year-old me, but I feel like if my mom said go poop in that lake, I'd be like, seems a little juvenile, huh,
yeah.
Mom?
I remember one time I was also young, maybe about 5 years old, and I had to pee because we used to have this lake house that we go to all the time. It's in the family. And I had to pee, and there were a bunch of relatives up. And I was like, Mom, I got to pee. What should I do? And she's like, just go in the lake. And so I was like, okay. And everyone was sitting in lawn chairs looking out on the lake shore. And there's a big bank, and then it goes down into the lake. And I just walked up to the bank, and I just started peeing off the bank into the lake in front of all the relatives. She's like, that's a, well, can't stop midstream.
Yeah.
You did what she told you to do.
I did, text.
Sven, come over here right now.
Okay. No.
Can you actually not stop midstream? You can, right?
I could stop midstream. Can you guys?
I did
it. In case of emergency, I have.
I did on a flight like 2 weeks ago. I got so scared because of turbulence that I just cut it off early and then went sat down.
Like, how early? Because if it's like, if I got 80% of the load delivered, then it's easy to stop.
Yeah.
But if I'm 10% of the way in, that's, there's no brakes on that train.
It's hard for me to gauge unless I finish doing it to know how much is left.
You tap the tank.
Yeah.
It's like Trespasser where she picks up the gun. About three left.
Yeah.
I was thinking about this recently, and I think, I don't know about how much you do, Sven, but I know the three of us definitely have this problem. I let people at the airport ruin my day so easily.
Yep.
Because I'll say, and I think I've gotten better at this everywhere else, people are so fucking dumb at the airport all the time, and I'm trying to get better at, like, because It's always people are dumb at the airport in an inconsiderate way to other people. And it just I just sit there and I go, how could you do that to somebody? And then I go, why am I making myself mad? Why am I working myself up?
Do you have an instance?
Well, I mentioned one on the podcast a bit ago where a couple was sitting in the aisle and the guy pulled out his laptop and split headphones and was holding the laptop in the aisle watching a full movie. And then they got hit by the drink cart.
Thank God.
But yeah, shit like that where I'm like, wait. Or you, when you see, especially if you're listening to this and you think you deserve to skip the line in a when the plane lands and everyone gets up. Oh, can I tell you a micro one that made me so mad?
Please do.
When I got here to L.A., Chrissy was picking me up. I was trying to quickly get out of the plane. I had like maybe a seat 16, and it was one of those carry-on nightmares where I had to go back like 10 seats to put it up.
Oh, man.
So I'm like, okay, I really want to get there fast. I never allow – people should never book it forward, but booking it back to get your bag is totally okay. And then you return to your regular seat and wait in line. Book it back, grab it, start walking. This old couple steps in front of me. And I go, oh, excuse me, I'm just trying to get back to my seat. They're the only ones blocking me. The older woman looks at me and goes, pff. And then her husband looks at me and goes, good luck with that. And while he's saying that to me, people are filing in and covering the way, and he just slowly moves out of the way, and then I couldn't move forward.
Oh, you should have pushed them over onto their hips.
Yep. all I'm saying is if you're old and you're even a little bit rude to me, I can retaliate much better than you can.
That's true.
So be careful.
Pop him in the nose.
What's up?
You just jab him in the nose.
Just pop him right in the nose, directly. Right in the middle of the flight.
That cartilage has got to have no structure left. You probably just flick him and it's a broken nose.
You just blow on him and they tip over.
Blow his nose.
Oh, God.
You know, it's an in public thing. And I have a video that I scripted out. I started filming and I was too sweaty, so I stopped doing it. But I'll still do it. It's just going to be called, like, what people love doing in public, apparently. And one of the things I have on there that pisses me off to no end, I said this at the theme park especially, people go into public and they take photos of their dumb fucking families and they have the widest berth between the photo taker and the subject, and they'll whip out like 10 of those fuckers. And it'll be like, hey, here's the entrance to an escalator. Okay, everybody, here we go. Stop, get far away. Sorry. It's like, bro, you get like a 3-foot max distance between the photo and the subject.
And if you're taking a photo like that in a public place where there's a lot of traffic and someone walks in between you and the subject of the photo, you are not allowed to be mad.
Honestly, go for it.
It's in downtown in Chicago, like on those bridges that go over the river, people do that all the time, and they'll go like people at the railing for the photo, and then they'll back up all the way to the other side. And it's like, I have to walk. I'm not going to wait for you to take a bunch of photos.
Honestly, like I used to feel like a dick doing it, but I've fully changed my tune where I'm like, I'm not going out of my way to fuck up a photo, but I am not stopping for a fucking second anymore. You want a photo? Wait for people to fucking go. I'm going right through your fucking photo. I'm not making a show of it, but I'm sure as fuck not stopping.
Quickly walking through. Tony will push him off the bridge.
Yeah.
Fine push.
One,
really.
Two, three families.
A little tap. You know?
Tony goes out of his way to push every family member.
I grab him by the legs and just.
Oh,
you make the noise. Oh.
Like a fucking uncle just playing a prank.
Should have stopped.
We were.
Those were the least fun uncle pranks, is when they get a little too rough and they like get. Bring you to the top of the stairs and then kind of start to push you and go, oh, saved your life.
I got
grab
this.
You back.
Push you up the stairs.
Yeah, like at the top of the stairs and just like push you and grab you. And
I didn't have an uncle pretend to push me down a flight of stairs.
We grew up in different families.
I got one uncle that fucking sucks. And one time when I was in like high school, I was laying on my grandma's floor, you know, like just on the carpet after a meal. And my girlfriend at the time was over and it was like one of the first meet the family things. And then as a joke, when I was laying on my stomach, he came up to me on the couch, and he had a splitting maul, which is like an axe that you cut wood with, you know?
Okay.
And he started hacking on
him. Just right my between limbs were cheeks. Gone. He's like, you regenerate, right? And at that point, two arms were gone, and I was just like, no. But he came, and he picked up the back of my jeans. Again, I'm like an adult, pretty much. And he shoved the splitting maul down the back, and he picked me up with the splitting maul. And I was like, whoa, what are you doing? What are you doing? What are you doing? And I just remember that being such an outlier of like, What the fuck are you doing?
Yeah.
What
you,
it was what? Family Christmas, so, too, and Gus brought his girlfriend over.
Yeah, so he hooked it into the pants so he could pick him right up.
It's like in my belt loop. In my belt loop there. So,
yeah.
Or not the loop, but my belt.
Dude, in front of a teenage girlfriend? Because how old did you say you were? Sorry?
I was probably 17, 18.
High school at that point. The worst possible age to ever have any embarrassment in front of a girl, pretty much. Other than like 13.
Yeah, that it's not even I'm embarrassed. It just is like, what are you? You have created such an extremely uncomfortable situation.
Yeah.
What? Cool, man. You know.
Mm-hmm.
That is just like it's. I can't speak for you, obviously, but it's like beyond embarrassing to the point where it's like, what the fuck broke in your brain that thought, oh, this is what I should do right now.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know. It's like impulsive, like hazing of younger people.
Right.
Family,
yeah.
But
yeah.
I hate that shit.
I do harmless stuff like anyone at a party, I just walk up and massage their shoulders.
Say, guess who?
And then before they turn, you go, no, you have to guess.
This is the same uncle, though. Like, when he, it must have been some fucking lead in the water that they were drinking. But like when they were younger, he had some friends and they were such malfeasances. God, the hijinks these guys were up to. But they would go and light the town dump on fire and then shoot rats that came crawling out of it.
What the
like,
fuck?
Straight up maniac behavior.
maniac behavior.
There was a fire watch tower in the middle of the town, you know, where like the game fire watch, you go up there and people used to just live up there and be like, oh, there's smoke Northwest 256 on chem,
which
you know?
Part of me fantasizes about that life all the time.
That'd be great.
Just being secluded for a bit in a fire tower.
I love that. They would go up there, like our uncle, and they would take frogs up there and throw them off.
Well, so...
where is the enjoyment?
What's the
this?
Joke?
Something bad. Something
every
twisted.
Time you guys tell stories of your town, I'm just blown away.
It gets worse.
It is beyond anything I'd imagine it being.
It's kind of fucking nuts, yeah. On a funny fire tower note, though, we used to watch the Red Green Show, which is just a great little like kind of sketch show, very kind of Northwoodsy stuff. And there was a funny character that we always loved named Ranger Gord. And he was a park ranger that was stationed up in one of those. And he was so, like, the thing is just he was career depressed because he was so fucking lonely. So he would always, like, they'd cut to him and he would just say the most pathetic, like, could really use a woman, like, kind of want some friends up here thing. And then he would play an animation that he animated in all the free time. And it would always be he's the strongest version. Like, he's this big fucking Chad guy. And then the two stars of the show were, like, dumb fucking, like, marmots and stuff. What a great fucking character.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I fucking love the Red Green Show.
Red Green Show. Did you guys watch?
I need to get some water. I'll
maybe,
be back.
Maybe you didn't watch it, but it was on public television. Was that?
No, I've never heard of the Red Green Show in my life.
Would you guys have cable when you grew up?
Yeah.
So
yeah,
you guys had more than 12 channels?
Yeah. We had 12 channels, and we got 13 one time. We actually doubled to like 20.
Wait, do you have cable now?
No.
Like at your...
No.
At that house, you still don't have cable?
We have never had cable, never had dish.
Because they have to run it, right? It's like not...
Well, we could have had it there, but like...
Oh, you could have? Okay.
Just like very cost effective.
We still had dial-up when I was in high school. Like where my mom would need to literally call the fucking like... phone line thing, and we hear when it was like 2012.
Would you play games at that time or not?
That's when I had to download the bots for combat training, and I could only play combat training on like COD and shit, you know.
Geez.
And then sometimes on Wii at 1 a.m, it could be kind of just laglessly playable enough to play like Black Ops on the Wii.
Well, I heard that was good though, right? Black Ops on the Wii.
It was really fun because it was like a terrible game, but like, so the thing is, if you get shot by anybody in like the back three quarters of you, you're not gonna win the firefight because with the Wiimote that, even on max sensitivity, you just flick it to the side of the screen and your character really slowly turns.
Oh yeah.
But the wild thing was tomahawks. It was like easy as fuck because you just think you're just pointing and clicking. So
right.
I would just run tomahawks and you could just like really quickly, easily lead people because you just used it with the Wiimote and stuff. But otherwise, it was kind of dog shit.
Yeah, I don't know. We never had video games growing up until, 2012, like you said?
Pretty much, yeah.
So we just missed out on that.
Was that the PS3 or the Wii? Which one?
We got the Wii.
The Wii first.
But we only had, we could get one game. It was, my mom said, choose a game. And we got Mario Party 8 or 7 or something.
Yeah.
Are you saying you got the Wii in 2012?
I don't know.
It was 2010 or 2012.
Because the Wii came out in like 2006, I think.
Yeah.
Was
we got it years
wasn't
later.
A new, it wasn't a new
thing. I thought it was after the 360. Maybe. Am I wrong?
The Wii?
Yeah.
2008.
Well, the 360 came out in 2006, so probably the Wii 2007 then?
Oh, man, 2007 sounds right. Right now. I'm going to submit a guess, 2006.
2007.
Okay. Hold on. It's trying to do refrain. Apple Pay. When did the Nintendo Wii come out? Thanks for telling me you're on it, Siri. Just fucking do it. This is one of those random, maybe a 1 out of 20 times you ask Siri for something, it just completely breaks and loads for like 50 hours.
Sure, Android.
Yeah, why don't you like my message in our group chat right now, Jackass?
No, liked, then it reads the
why does that
message.
Do that?
Because Apple wants to make sure it's socially lame to be have an Android, and it works.
What? I was like, when did the Nintendo Wii come out? November 18th, 2012. That's the Wii U.
So that's
the Wii U.
Yeah. No, I don't know. Why
is it 06? I'm pretty goddamn sure. Look, the Wii thing is right there.
I have to
2006,
look
you
on
said?
A Wikipedia article. Yep. December 2006.
Wow. I guess I'm always right and I've never had a bad take. I guess that's what
weird.
People have been saying about
oh
me.
God. Mm. First of all, not.
You Google yourself that often?
No.
I usually Bing you.
Is the only way you hear any feedback Googling yourself? We get comments on everything we put out
so,
ever.
I don't read those because that's bad for my mental health.
Uh-huh.
I just Google, okay, dot, dot, and this is all the same Google. Okay, dot, dot, dot. So what do you guys think of Gus Johnson?
What I do is, because you know you can do the quotes for searching on Google, I just, for a pick-me-up, I'll quote it and search Gus Johnson bad for any direct result
really?
Of that, and I'll just read through and go, hee-hee. It sometimes wakes Chrissy up because it's maybe like 5-6 in the morning. But she gets up maybe 30 minutes after that, so it doesn't really matter.
But it's fine. Like, I haven't been to sleep yet, so it's
yeah.
like it's.
And so like I usually try to go to sleep when she gets up for work. I go on more of a nocturnal basis.
Just to avoid her.
That's the joke. But the reality is, I actually love my girlfriend and she's awesome. But don't ever tell
don't,
her that.
Don't let her know.
Don't ever
yeah,
tell
exactly.
her that.
The bit. Don't do that.
Jeez.
I don't know. You guys want to look at some fucking Preguntas or some
yes.
dumb shit?
Oh, yeah. I didn't actually get a chance to look because we were setting up.
All right. Let's fire these. These are going to be hot off the presses, Preguntas here. All right.
Can I say real quick, side complaint? Tony, you wouldn't shut the fuck up about me getting Apple Pay, and now it's always Apple Paying instead of my regular lock screen because it clicks buttons while I'm opening up, and I'm going to resent you for the rest of my life.
You can
for this.
Disable it, so stop.
Well, he's right. There you go.
Wait. Apple Pay, you can pay, is that the thing where you can pay with your phone?
Yeah.
Can you not do that on Android?
You can, but it's Samsung.
It's Samsung
Pay.
It's
dumb
it's
and
bad.
I don't want to use it.
Huh?
No, I'm just saying.
I want to say in us doing those bits, we don't like Apple. So.
I've never used Apple Pay either. Like with the phone, like scanning it.
Yeah,
I've never done that.
Yeah. Also, before while Gus looks for a Pregunta, have you guys done the tap for the debit card that's been around for like forever
you
now?
With could. Regular debit cards?
I didn't know you could do that.
It has a little icon if you can tap it. I had to. I'm a very much a creature of habit where if there's a new thing, but I already have my motion down where I put the chip in and put it in, I'm not going to change until I'm forced to. And I was at the airport and they asked me to tap. I did it and I didn't even have to put in my PIN. It was just like, transaction's done. Just tap the top of it.
Why would you have to put in your PIN ever?
I don't understand when you have to sometimes.
Yeah,
yes.
When am I at the bank? I'm at a McDonald's.
Yeah. Well, no, McDonald's is one of the few places that
they were the first one that stopped
does
it.
Yeah. So, like, if McDonald's can do it, why am I putting my PIN in at a fucking Quick Trip every time?
I think we're the perfect people to talk about banking and what's safer.
Probably change this.
You know what makes me so mad? When you, like, go to swipe it and it's, like, not working, and then the cashier starts, like, walking you through, like, and then it's going to ask you. It's like, I know what it's going to ask me. It just wasn't scanning.
Yeah.
I know how to click buttons and
like,
read.
Yeah, just click the green OK button. It's like, whoa. Dude. Do I look like I just got on Earth yesterday? Do I look like E.T. to you?
No.
Do I look like I have a glowing, gross finger and I'm hanging
really.
Out in a kid's closet and eating Reese's Pieces?
You don't, Eddie.
That sounds
that's what
way
I'm saying.
Worse when you describe the story that way.
Yeah.
That's all he
does
is.
It look like I waddle around and the government's trying to get me? Maybe.
All right, so follow us on Twitter at All Our Shit. There's too many fucking people, okay? Google our names if you care about
Tony
us.
Has a Twitter now, at Tony Burback, and he's tweeted first, hello, then Fortnite, and then Kofefe. Mm-hmm.
Could you explain your process?
No.
All right, so here's a, first of all, this pregunta is actually a follow-up to a previous one. More intel has come out. So, at Josh Ape Fan says, argument. A while back, you guys heard about my uncle who pours his drink on his plate when he's done at a restaurant.
I fucking hate this uncle.
I finally got some, but this is going to piss you off, I'm telling you right now, how this develops.
I'm going to get even more mad?
You're going to get more mad. What? It's an illogical next step that the family took.
I know Tony knows about this disagreement.
I don't remember it.
It was the one with the sauce that he pours it and it comes down the side of the bowl.
So I actually don't think it's that. I think this is a separate one where they said that their uncle, when they were done with a meal, would pour the contents of his drink onto his plate.
Oh, like for cleanup kind of? Like, I'm done with everything.
Done with everything.
I was on that podcast.
They're separate entities. Oh,
okay. So obviously, the man has mental deficit of sorts because that's super unsmart to do and just stupid
He's
as
mentally
fuck.
Deficient, yes.
He doesn't have the left side of his brain. I don't actually know if that's a thing. I'm probably digging myself deeper. Anyway, this fucking uncle. I finally got some family to call him out on that. The next time we all went to a restaurant, he decided to take our drinks and pour them on our plates as we were up front paying for our meal. At this point, I don't even know if it's just some obscure uncle bit or if he thinks it's just a normal thing to do.
This is like a Tim Robinson sketch. Oh, get the drinks on.
Does your uncle pour the contents of your Pepsi on your plate when you're done?
Don't do that. I just don't even know what you say to that guy.
So they confronted him before this.
So it seems like.
So he sounds like a stubborn asshole.
Yeah, he's like he's going out of his way to do it more now that you brought it up.
Yeah,
I bet he thinks, you know, I'm between the ages of probably 45 and like 70. I am closing myself off to adapting and learning and listening to others. I need to just dig myself in farther with this dumb fucking bit, I think is what he's doing.
Was it a bit initially? Is that, do you think it was like him trying to be weird just to be? Or do you think he thought that more liquid on a plate is easier to carry?
I think it's just, I honestly would interpret it as just something that he just is like, I just have been doing this. It's almost worse that it's devoid of intent, you know?
Yeah.
It seems like really weird though, and like kind of fucked up to do. Like the cleanup's gonna be harder. But I feel like, and hear me out, I feel like when men turn 40, they should just have to move to the woods alone. Just put them outside of society. And somebody, I know people are thinking like, oh, not my dad. My dad's great. We're putting them out in the woods.
It is your dad, though.
Yeah, it is your dad. For us, too. The second we hit 40, if they were like, hey, man, you got to go live in a cabin forever, I'd be like, okay, I get it.
We'll do it.
We just can't let them keep getting away with everything. No. They're walking around doing dumb shit.
They can't keep getting away with
it. Is this a question that you just...
It's just a really dismal update, I think.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway,
the world's fucked.
World's fucked.
Oh, dude, I told you this before the podcast, but I was going to a McDonald's with my friend the other day, and we got there at 6:40, and it said that the dining room closed at 7 p.m. because they were doing COVID stuff, and they had only the drive-thru open after 7. Anyway, we got there, got our order, ate it quick, and then we left, and as we were going out, it was like 6:55, and there was an older couple coming in, and they read the sign on the door, and it's like, the old guy said, this goddamn world's going to hell. It's like, because you can't get a McFlurry at 7, you can still go through the drive.
Yeah, you can still get one. You just can't eat it where it's made.
All right, here's one from Phil Kisser. Says, disagreement. My mom says that the word meat only applies to steak. I've told her before that meat is chicken, pork, steak, and fish.
This is just one of those ones that we can skip.
It sounds like a dumb Sven fact that I would say to try to maybe confuse.
Yeah, did you know that the only meat is steak?
Do you label them dumb Sven facts now?
I just have so many of them I have to categorize.
You have infinite amounts because they're wrong, right?
Well, yeah, I stopped doing it with this group because the IQ is a little higher.
You couldn't guess.
With my friends back home, dude, those things... 2 out of 3 of those will land.
Because they trust you.
You're just destroying it.
My friends are so stupid, they believe me when I tell them something.
No, I'm probably the stupid one. They're just like patronizing me like, oh, yeah, wow.
Wow. Got him! Yes! Another success!
Yeah, you leave the hangout, the door closes, you're on the porch, you go, yes!
It's like, a screen door, though, so man, they hear you.
There was a new friend there, they go, hey, thanks for humoring Sven. We usually just let him go.
You can see me through the glass going,
oh, I got him.
All right, you got another pregunta for
us? Here's one. At Go Manopolis says, my girlfriend and I recently bought a house together and are organizing our stuff. She's had a hand in much of the decision making. I want the batteries in the desk we have in our kitchen. She told me to put them in the desk in our office. Where should they go? So you guys are fucked.
This is
kitchen or office? It's like this is a matter of where the battery should be stored.
This is not one to give any I don't know their fucking house. I don't know what it's for.
Kitchen or office?
You guys are gonna break up probably.
Yeah.
if this is a hurdle.
Yeah, this trivial little piece of bullshit.
And you had to ask the fucking dumb four podcast guys to decide.
Let's dissect this one.
What do you guys do with batteries when you're done with them?
I eat them. I swallow them whole.
Which, like, actually, how are you throw supposed them out, to
right?
dispose
I
of them?
Throw them in the garbage, them away. Right? I throw them in the garbage.
People always like, you're not supposed to. It's like, okay, what do you do with them? And they're like,
Okay, so can you tell me what the general consensus is for this extremely common thing and how I should throw them away? Because if it's really that big a deal to not throw them away, you'd think there'd be some, like, big public knowledge of, like, hey, you can't do this with batteries.
What exactly do they want me to do with them? Because they say don't put them in the garbage. It's like, then put them where? Like, keep them?
They're going to end up in the ocean anyway.
Our mom keeps them.
In the ocean?
Probably. Fucking
your mom keeps them?
My mom would take dead batteries from, like, old remotes and shit like that, and then she would save them for clocks because clocks just need trickle charges, and sometimes clocks can run on years. But the thing is, it's turned into, like, just a giant peanuts container full of fucking dead batteries. I'm like, what are you going to do with these?
And it's like one or two of them starts corroding, and then they turn into, like, a big brick of
the
battery.
White, like,
yeah.
It's the fucking barbecue sauce packet charade all over again. What are you going to do with these?
I found a real good question, by the way, a real good pregunta. This is from Catalina James, and we'll have to divide this one. What was the dumbest fight you've ever gotten into with your brother? Mm-hmm. And there's an age-old one with me and Tony of who was going to play the rented game first.
Then you bit me?
I was four! And yes, what? I made him bleed.
So I can't shit in a lake when I'm nearly four, but you can bite people and inflict harm upon others?
I'll bring it back, though. Hell. Tony would actually, like, egg me on to make me really mad, and he denies it to this day.
Well,
we would be – and here's – I know what the dumbest fight is. We would be, like, 8 or 9, and we'd be cleaning the house for the day. Mm-hmm. And we'd be cleaning, and Tony would do something like – he'd have, like, something in his hand, and he would just go, I'm not cleaning our room anymore.
I wouldn't say it.
Yes,
though.
You would. Why, he would Tony? Say he's Why? Not going to clean, and then I'd be like, "What? You have to help me." And he'd just go, "No."
I wouldn't.
We were really young. Yes, you
no,
would.
I wouldn't.
Yes, you would.
No.
Wait. He wouldn't. I was there.
What about you guys? Do you ever recall a dumbest fight ever?
I don't know.
I recall one. And this is going to be so silly. And I might have said this in some form or another on the podcast previously, but when we were very little, Sven and I would do this competition. It's the Sesame Street thing.
Sesame Street thing?
Oh, shit. So this there's, motherfucker. I can say this segmented because I'm still going on my streak. There's a character on Sesame Street called Grover.
Right. Mm-hmm. We
he,
all know Grover.
He has a superhero alter ego.
Which Grover, the most neutral, I feel like, Sesame Street puppet there kind of is. The most, like, regular Muppet guy.
Wait, what does Grover look like?
Grover's purple
little,
with the
he's
big
like blue
guy.
Elmo.
Yeah, yeah.
He's got an orange nose.
Is he purple or blue?
Okay. He's blue.
Yeah. Okay.
He's like almost Elmo, right?
Like pretty much mild, Elmo, yeah. But he has no speech impediment and he's more well adjusted and he doesn't have sort of like mommy daddy issues.
No
shit,
PTSD.
You know? Nope, he's just good, man. He's good. Mm-hmm. But he has an alter ego. When we were very, very young, I'm going to change his name to like Bert, you know? But
Here. I will do it because this is the argument, is you fucking killed my streak.
I killed your streak?
Yeah.
I did it before, but then, like, mine's still going. But we've killed each other's streaks a few times. Anyway, this is dumb as fuck.
I've never killed your streak. I will say, because Gus killed my streak and I was so mad. Super Grover is his name.
Okay.
On TV, he would go, Super Grover! And it was like, he had that big, long pause in it. And our whole bit when we were, like, five, when we would watch this on TV, is we would go, Soup! And then, like, wait, like, 5 minutes and then just go, like, Grover.
That's funny.
And then,
that's
like,
good.
Specifically when we were this age, like, you know, like I said, I was five, so Gus would have been, like, 8 or 9. We were like, let's see how long we can go. And we went, Soup! And then since that day, we haven't, well, some of us haven't said Grover yet. Gus is still going. He has never said Grover. But one time when I was, like, fucking 15, Gus just, like, came downstairs and he wrote on a piece of paper, like, some words and then put Grover in it and he's like, yo, Sven, will you read this for me? Just like read it back, see how it sounds. It's like, okay, weird. And he caught me off guard, so I was just like, I pledge allegiance to the Grover.
This is the most competitive Gus thing. This is a lifelong issue where Gus, like, I know Gus was sitting there and going, I want to be the one to win.
Is there still an argument that's coming after this, or is it just like you bring this up?
When we were smaller and there were the smaller increments between it, like we try to get each other to say it, and like we actually get kind of mad at each other. Like,
no, I win.
No, that doesn't count. Like, you fucking said it.
Yeah. And so Gus is still going on his.
That's impressive.
Grover.
Yeah, that really is.
But wait, even like you just saying it. Now, like, have you, like, you won't, well, like, does that count then?
Either way, his streak was fucked before. I know, I'm still cooking since, like, age 8 or something. So, like, I'm still in the clear.
He would have to, because I would assume it's either, if you were to say Grover, it's referenced here, or, like you said, you started a soup and ended in Grover. If there's still one lasting from way before. It's still going.
No, mine is dead.
Gus, I'm saying.
If this motherfucker ever says Grover.
Wait, so you haven't said it even when you told the story? Said it is ever. That what you pushed on him to say the rest of it?
Ever. Yeah, that's why I was going to do the anecdotal evidence of, like, Herbert.
Somebody's going to catch you, motherfucker. No, I'm going to catch you.
Somebody's going to trick you at a live show or something.
Well, no, they fucking won't.
We literally said that day when we started too, is like, we're gonna finish this on our deathbed. Like, that's how committed we were to this.
And Gus and Sven, twin beds dying next to each other.
He's gonna look over and just like grab me on the shoulder and just go, Grover. KO.
We're gonna be dying from polio too, and then we're just gonna look at each other and hold hands and go.
Gus is gonna look me in the eye and say, Grover. And then the nurse is going to walk in and say, sorry, guys, I actually just have a vaccine for polio, too. And Gus is going to go, no!
He's going to like
yank the life support out of the wall.
There was the relationship dynamic for it. I could see you going like, Sven, remember the game? And then Sven, you say you're Grover, and then Gus just dies. Just leaves it completely.
Oh, that's great.
All right, boys, how about we open some motherfucking mail?
Okay. It's getting hot in here.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I'm going to go grab another piece of drink real quick.
Can you put your hand in the current of the AC and see if it's still going?
Yeah.
Okay, gang, here's the mail status just like last week. We're good on mail for now. So if you want, honestly, we'll go full hold off on the mail stuff. We'll let you know when we open them up again. And also, like, really, everyone is so chill and supportive. Extremely infrequently, I will see, like, a comment that's just like, hey, I sent something in. Like, they haven't opened it yet. I'm getting worried. Like, I really appreciate you guys sending it in. Just realistically, you know, we're not even the biggest podcast in the world, but you put this out to, like, this many people. Like, you get mail. So I'm so sorry if we haven't gotten to yours yet. Trying the best we can. Let's do full stop on mail for now.
Also,
we got some good shit.
Another shipping thing, just because I had a couple people ask me. This week is when the Yek shirts are shipping out. Sorry about the delay. It was out of my hands. I was pretty upset about it. Sorry for the delay. It should be near you soon.
Hell yes. Now we know. This first package comes to us from our boy Spencer S. from Cold Spring, Kentucky, baby.
That's a peculiar looking parcel. I like it when it's just wrapped up and straight.
Yeah.
If there's any fucking definition of a parcel, this is the most parcel looking parcel.
Yeah. Should we open it as you're reading the note then?
Please do.
Okay.
Bro, can I just note Potter. One second? That is a brown paper package tied up with string.
That's a few of one of my favorite objects.
Easily one of my favorite things.
Hey, Gus and Eddie, after staying inside a lot last year, I had a ton of time to practice leather working, so I handmade and hand stitched these wallets for you guys. Holy shit. I'm a nurse who has worked on a COVID unit for the better part of last year. I want to thank you both for being the best of boys and keeping yourselves safe and encouraging others to stay safe. Also, to thank you for the entertainment during these weird times.
I appreciate it. She should not be thanking. Or actually, who was it? Was it a...
Spencer S.
I just threw in a pronoun there. I didn't know. But we do not deserve a thanks when there's a COVID unit nurse know, doing it for her.
It's just appreciate. I appreciate that an actual hero recognizes a real hero like me and Eddie. I couldn't figure out which colors you like, so I matched your mustaches to the colors of your wallet if you shave for you.
Was there two of them? Or?
There's two of them. Yeah, there's a second one. I just handed it. Didn't you take it from me and say, can I open that?
Things come into my hands, and then somehow they disappear.
It was just right here.
Wait, where's the second one?
Is this the brown paper package?
There was
the
orange one. P.S.
I thought you had it.
Me?
What? No, I don't have it here.
Wait.
Where the fuck did my wallet go?
That's here.
What? No, it isn't. It's a little parcel.
Hold on.
Where did this fucking wallet go?
Wait a minute.
Here.
I'll bet he lied about it.
Did you pocket this shit?
I didn't. Oh, it's in here.
Oh.
Oh my gosh.
Sven! Solid.
Fun fact, the outside covers, shell cordovan, are made of leather, which specifically comes from horse ass. Shit's wild, what? LMAO.
What?
Whoa.
That's...
Yo!
That is a lit fucking wallet.
Dude. That is so baller.
No joke, I actually might switch to this as my full-time wallet.
That is so nice, and it's like sturdy, and it's made out of a horse ass.
And it doesn't have, you know, that useless bulk that a lot of wallets have from some of the folds.
Shit's thin, yo. Dude, I love that. I've said for years, one of my biggest fucking regrets ever is that from our grandpa, or our grandma, one of our grandpas died when I was two, and his initials were also GJ, and he was born on my birthday. And when I was very, very young, our grandma gave me a wallet that she made for him like 50, 60 years ago.
Oh, shit.
And it was his initials in like a musical note, like GJ. And like it was hand stitched and it had like her initials in there and shit. And I never told her, but I lost it in high school.
Ooh,
it fell out of my pocket heirloom, at the woods somewhere. So it was in the fucking woods, and I never fucking found it. I didn't tell her. And I'm willing to wager, because she's like 86, that she's not listening to this podcast. So this is a safe place for me to share it. But
nobody tell her.
Just go to like Target, get a Fortnite wallet, and pretend that there's no change.
Yeah, he made that, right?
That's awesome, dude.
That's really great. Thank you.
Thank you, Spencer. That's rad as shit.
Tony,
this is like a great wallet.
Tony,
it smells like a horse's ass, dude.
Tony's officially going to take some mail for the first time.
Yes.
This one is from Megan in Illinois.
Oh, my God.
Tony,
I never even took mail.
Wait, you haven't opened a...
I've never.
Is there another mail item?
Not here.
And you never will.
You've
earned it. No, Tony.
Tony, we made a moment of it. Sven's been on the podcast 5 times.
We'll do it together, like Lady and the Tramp. You put it in your mouth, and I'll put it in my mouth.
I don't want to do that, but thanks.
This is from Megan, and on the top it says, I've been waiting to send this for a year now. So happy that mail is back. Hi, Gus and Eddie. I recently had the responsibility of cleaning out the apartment of a deceased neighbor and came across a stellar find. So this also could be haunted, just so we know. said neighbor's name was Russ. It's okay to read his name on the podcast. First of all, since he's dead, so you can't dox him.
Did they specify that?
I didn't make that up. That's in there.
Oh, that's great.
Second of all, he was an inspiring entrepreneur, and as you can see, sent his full name and literal address out to every customer he sold an item to. And he invented the Rust Truss. When I read the item description, I was captivated and I had a flashback to a conversation on the podcast. It says episode 58, minute 235. You could hold a gun to my head and ask me when I said anything on the podcast ever, and I'd be fucking dead in seconds.
That includes 2 hours after recording the current week's podcast.
Eddie will ask me, he's like, what are we talking about for the title? And I'll be like,
That's the thing, is we'll record it that day. Tony will edit it that day, and 10 minutes after Tony's done editing, we both are like, well, let's scrub through the video. there's a description though about having a bra for your balls.
What
is the Rust Truss, a bra for your balls? Although his design doesn't stretch all the way to your head like Eddie so brilliantly suggests, I suggested a bra for your balls that hooks on the top of his head.
I think I was on that. What are we talking about? Anytime.
I don't know. The thing is, I read that and I'm like, yeah, I said that. I bet I did. It's still made for maximum comfort, lift, and stimulation to one scrotum. I just had to send it to you. I only took one, so I guess you'll have to share or something. I don't know, maybe every other weekend type of deal. Enjoy, boys, Megan.
Well, I love this.
Thank you, Megan. First off, go ahead, Tony.
I was going to read what this says, but what were you going to say?
We can do a split four-way thing, and it's kind of like a sisterhood of the traveling ball bra.
I like that.
Okay. Brotherhood of the... we need something to replace traveling with
a... Brotherhood of the Traveling Truss?
But we need...
Brotherhood of the...
We need a B-travel word.
Yeah, but band?
The boisterous.
Brotherhood of the...
Shit, man. It's got a...
Ballistic.
It's got to move in some way. That's all we need.
Butthole.
Nope.
I got one here. Words that mean travel that start with the letter B.
No way you get shit from that.
No, find it. Synonym for journey starting with the letter B.
Man, there's not a lot of these.
What are you even saying?
Brotherhood of the Backpacking.
Brotherhood of the Backpacking Ball Brawl.
Okay. That's
and,
it.
And it fits. It, the magic about it is that no matter whose balls it is, it magically fits them.
Can I go size first? Fits all. Also, I sweat a lot. So.
Wait, can you open this, that up, actually?
Can I read it?
It
says, the Rust Truss is a personal garment worn for comfort around the hips and under the scrotum. For maximum comfort, the blue raising stripe is worn in back. For maximum lift and stimulation, the blue raising stripe... is worn under the scrotum. I would appreciate any communication regarding your experience in the wearing of this carpet. Thank you. And then his address.
His full address. Yes.
Oh my God.
He's like, please send me feedback on how this works on your balls. Okay, should I put it on over my shorts right now?
Yes.
It's signed.
Is it going to work?
Is it actually signed?
Yeah, that's a Rust Truss ball signed package.
Wait, what problem is this solving? Is this just for like older gentlemen when their balls start to get a little brawly down there?
It's to hold them up so they don't sit.
Stimulation doesn't have to solve a problem, buddy. Okay. You need a healthier relationship with some pleasure.
I just don't understand how this is going to stimulate jack shit.
Well, you're going to see it stimulate my jack goddamn balls right in front of you.
Stimulate my eyes when I watch it, hopefully.
Okay. The two descriptors are really at odds with each other because it's supposed to just alleviate, you know, pain and just like instill comfort, but at the same time be sexually arousing.
Uh-huh.
So what's this day-to-day office wear kind of like vibe here?
I heard it really helps, you know, on public transport, so the Rust Truss will help Gus's balls on the bus.
Whoa. Yeah. You know my famous bus boners that I always get? This will really
this
expedite.
This won't help. This will your balls. You just walk around like those insecure, like when you're a teenager and one of your friends just like puts a pillow over and you're like, dude, we all know.
Come
like,
on, man. Bro, you rocking that Rust Truss, dog? We see it. I saw your strap lines.
There needs
back
to be
there.
A Rust Truss to pull your boner down.
That's what your uncle should have used to raise you up.
Yeah.
Yo, bro, my Rust Truss, careful.
You see Gus over there? I'm going to pick him up by his Rust Truss.
my girlfriend's right here.
He's like, my Rust Truss.
I want to see corporate events where people do the Rust Truss fall, where you have to hold on to the back of it and you lean forward till it squeezes your little balls.
Wait, it's the blizzard test for the Rust Truss.
I don't understand
how
this
works. The blue raising
strip
is worn in the back.
We'll see right now.
Hold on. I'll take this wait, I don't think that's something that you could wear over your shorts. From what I understand, you put it around. Can I see that?
So it says worn in the back.
For maximum comfort, I wish there was a diagram.
The blue raising stripe is worn in back. Also, it's two units.
There's two of them. Yes.
Oh, do they go over your? I think they go over your shoulders, like it's like suspenders, and then it's no. I'm not even fucking kidding you.
It says to put it around your hips. It says it right there.
Around your hips?
That's what it says, right? Oh, I think it supposed to be boom.
Try that. But how does it, unless you've got like fucking back. Pixar mom.
The back of my body or the back of my balls?
Can I see one? I think I know.
Just tell me the suggestion.
Okay, it's hard for me to explain. So you step into it like it's a pair of trousers, into one of them, because there are two units.
Like one leg, you're saying? Or?
Both legs go in that loop.
Okay.
And then the only way that I could see it working is you get that blue thing in the back. I think it's two units. No, I don't think that's.
It says to wear.
Do you think they're independent?
I think there are two different Rust Trusses.
But the thing is, how would this?
And then you pull it up, and then you have it, the blue be around the back of your waist, and then you have your balls tucked. So like, see that strap?
Oh my God! Yeah, seriously?
That's what I would think it would be.
Wait, does the blue go?
No joke. Should I go put one on in the bathroom?
Look at the fucking thing,
Eddie. Let me go put one on in the bathroom.
Hold on. Yeah. Wait. So it's really quick. Does this note say? There's only one, or does it say, I sent it to you, I only took one, but there are two tags in here.
The blue goes in back, is what you did.
Yeah.
Hip size 38, this is not going to fit me.
I think this is it. Go for it.
Okay, I'm going to actually put it on over my balls because I showered today.
Under the shorts, under your balls.
Under my shorts, under my balls. Because, like, look at the little picture on it, too. I don't know if, Tony, you want to get a little close-up on that. Probably see that.
For description for audio listeners, the Rust Truss is just like a... pretty much just a waistband.
It's a
band. It
looks
like a karate belt.
Yeah.
Yeah, it really does look like a...
With one stripe.
Yeah, when you get one stripe, when you pretty much fail the karate test, and they're like, well, we got to give him something or he's going to be a bear.
So this is just for stimulation, then? This is just for like, I want it to feel like
someone's... I
feel like
that word is doing a lot of heavy lifting for what exactly I'm... The purple... Like, what am I supposed to get out of this? All
right, well, we're still rolling.
Right.
Didn't touch anything.
Are you wearing it?
So
should we just tell the podcast?
Yeah, tell them yourself.
She went out there.
Went out there in the restaurant. So
there was definitely a very jarring cut for everyone listening.
Yeah.
It sounded like we just had to investigate. It sounded like there was maybe a kid like having a bit of like a tantrum with their parents, but it was kind of loud, so they went out to check. And everything seems to be good. Gus came back in and has forgotten that he went out to inspect if a child was okay while wearing the trademark dress on his balls.
I will say, honestly, so just for context, these are right on my balls right now.
Yeah. Like, are they pulling back?
They are pulling back. I don't know that I'm noticing a huge improvement. Zero discomfort, though.
Any stimulation?
I am half masked at best, so not the most stimulation.
Yeah, not a stimulation.
Also,
yes.
The child's bloody murder screaming did not help the stimulation, right. So that could be a factor. Not holding that against the Rust Truss.
No, yeah, and I'm very... I'd say maybe you shouldn't even be at half.
Like, I'm, like, moving around and shit, and it's, like, staying on me. Like, it's not sliding.
Damn.
Wait, so it's so, like, under... Your balls
look,
right now.
Look at
like
this.
Under my balls, it's not sliding around.
Oh, look also, is, it says the Russ Truss balls. On here, but this says Russ's Trusses. It's like a Reese's Pieces type situation.
Choose
that's the brand.
Choose a fucking lame Russ.
It's Russ's Trusses. It
sounds like he chose one permanently.
Well, because what did the front... Does this, oh, wait, it, so it says... Yeah, it says the Russ Truss on the front of this, and then the little tag thing says Russ's Trusses. Russ, I... Listen, and I don't mean to speak ill of the dead.
There should never be anything that follows that sentence.
Russ, pick a lane for your naming. That's all I'm saying.
Honestly, though, look at though, it's definitely.
I wish I hadn't seen that.
Is that on which
it
cam?
Doesn't. I would
Do
say.
Do you want to explain that to the audio
doesn't,
listeners?
We cannot
right
show.
You can show this.
I it's would like close. To not.
I feel even me getting into my seat. I feel like it's really noticeable.
So I would it, say the Rush like Trust a, cannot work with running shorts.
This is a confidence booster. Then that's what it is. It's like for yeah. weirdos who want to go. Look at how massive my junk is.
Yeah, it's it does for guys my, that are insecure about their balls not looking big when they're spotted in
they
underwear.
Want them to they want them to poke out. It looks like.
I can't say it's uncomfortable.
Well, there
just,
you go.
It's not uncomfortable.
Well,
I'm just confused on the purpose. I'm going to be honest.
This has been a bizarre 10 minutes. Can I just say?
I feel like we're in a Twilight Zone episode of the podcast.
I'm jarred right now. I will admit.
So that's it for mail. Thanks for the ball, bra, Megan.
Yep.
Is it time?
It's
Are you doing one of those?
Yeah.
It's on his balls right now.
He's doing one of those fun ones.
It's
Tony,
done.
Tony, you want to play us out?
No. No.
Hmm.
Oh.